So now let's talk about key financial formulas. Now don't let your eyes cross. You know, I failed basic math in high school. I hated it. But these are very simple formulas that anybody can understand. The only thing I'm going to tell you is it is important that you practice. And there's problems inside of your course materials that you need to go through and do. You need to answer those questions and make sure you got them right. And if you didn't, then you need to reach out to us so we can help you through this. But I think you're going to find these formulas are fairly easy. So the first one we already talked about, loan to value. Okay, it's a pretty simple formula, and it's basically your mortgage amount divided by your property value, and that determines your loan to value. And that's a question you're going to ask the lenders, you know, that you talk to. What kind of loan to value do they typically offer? Is it, you know, 80%, 75%? You know, I was looking at some apartments in Belleville, Illinois, where my wife is from, and they were offering 85%. Fantastic, you know, for a commercial property. Unusual, by the way, but you know, if you can find it, hallelujah. So anywhere between 70 to 80 is average. So that's loan to value. Most of you probably already know what that is anyway. So there's the calculation. You take the mortgage amount, divide it by the property value, and that's loan to value. So let me give you an example. LTV. Okay, so the calculation for loan to value is the mortgage amount. So let's say you're borrowing $80,000 divided by the purchase price, say $100,000, and that makes it an 80% loan to value. Loan to value. Pretty straightforward, right? Now let's talk about net operating income. This is the big one. You've heard me talk about it before, but now I'm just going to show it to you on the screen. So net operating income is your gross income less your operating expenses, not including debt. That's your NOI. That's probably the most important number you need to know, because anything you do that improves that number improves obviously the cash flow coming in, but also exponentially improves the value of the property, which I'm going to show you in a minute. Now we're going to talk about the cap rate, okay? Cap rate, it can be confusing to people, and it was even confusing to me when I first heard about it. But it's basically a market-driven formula that anybody in commercial real estate uses as a percentage of the NOI, the net operating income, to determine the value. And I'm going to show you the formula. It's a very easy formula. But it's basically the rate at which the NOI repays the purchase price on an annual basis, if you want the actual definition of it. Now, it's used for capitalizing, the formula for calculating the cap rate is shown like this. It's the cap rate equals the net operating income divided by the current market value. And I'm going to show you a formula here in a minute that really simplifies that. It's called IRV, I-R-V. And I'll show that to you in just a minute. But if you have any two of these variables, you can solve the other one. For example, if you know the cap rate in the area and you know what the net operating income is, you can figure out what the market value is. Or if you know what they're asking, or by the way, market value could be sales price as well. Okay, so it's market value slash sales price. It's either one. But if you know what the sales price is, and you know what the NOI is, then you can figure out what the cap rate is. So if you have any two of them, you can figure out what the third is, okay? And I'll show you how in just a second. So here's cap rate. So again, to determine the cap rate, you divide the net operating income by the current market value or sales price, and that gives you the cap rate. So let me show you an example. All right, let's do a couple of cap rate calculations, okay? This is determining cap rates. So let's say that you've got an $80,000 NOI. That's your gross net operating income on a particular property. And let's say that you know the value or the sales price is $2 million, for example. So you divide that $80,000 NOI by 2 million, and I've already done the calculation, it's 4%. So it's a 4 cap, very low cap rate. Now let's do another calculation. Let's say that your NOI is $40,000. Okay, that's their annual net operating income. And let's say you know the purchase price is $500,000. $500,000. That's the purchase price. You're going to divide the $500,000 into the $40,000, and you get an 8 cap. So that's how you determine the cap rate. And that's very important to do that so you can determine if it's a market cap rate or if they're asking too much money based on that simple calculation. So cap rates are affected by the location of the property, the overall market condition in the area, supply and demand. I mean, a number of things affect cap rate. It's not like somebody's picking a number out of the air. It's market driven. You know, the risk for that particular investment, how much that property will appreciate, how much management that property requires, and the tax benefits associated with the property. And remember, the lower the cap rate, the higher the price, and the more the newer, the nicer the property is, lower cap rate. The higher cap rates are the tougher properties, but they cash flow better. So here we go. There's more description on this. Remember, Class AB properties have very low cap rates due to the stability of the asset. Low cap rate means large investment for small income stream. Okay? Low cap rate, large investment, small income stream. D properties and C have a higher cap rate because they're riskier. The higher the cap rate, the cheaper the property. Large cap rate means smaller investment for larger income stream, okay? Cap rates don't take financing into consideration because it's based on paying in cash, okay? So here's some ranges for cap rates. Class A, anywhere from 4 to 7. We're seeing quite a bit of 4 right now in the Class A assets. Class B, 7 to 9. Yeah, that's actually, it's really more, actually, forget that. This is more like, right today, it's more like 5.5 to 8, okay? Class C, 6.5 to maybe 10 or 11. In Class D, anywhere upwards of 12 to 20 sometimes, depending on, remember, slum properties, okay? Now, I like cap rates 8% or better. Today, it's, you know, harder and harder to find them. You really need off-market deals, which is why those broker relationships are so important, okay? And so here's an interesting graph. Now this shows apartment prices and cap rate trends from 2002 to 2015, if you can see that. 2002 here, 2015 here. And here's the crash, 2007 or 8, when I had my butt handed to me, okay? But you can see what happened with the cap rate. The red line is the cap rate. So it dropped down in 2006. That's when my inventory went up $17 million in 1 year, in 2006. But then 2007, the warning signs, 8 is when it really got bad. But you see how it kind of goes behind the trend? 08 and 09 was the massive crash. But it took a while for the cap rates really to rise, 10 and 11. These were the best years to buy, 10 and 11, in this trend. And then now it's back down, you know, to the same place it was when the market crashed or started to crash. So that's a clue, guys. That's a warning sign to be, you know, really be paying attention to what you're doing right now if you're in, if you're watching this in 2016. So a very interesting trend there. Okay, now, this shows the different cap rates in the different areas. This is very interesting, and I'll tell you why in a second. This shows blue is major metro. These are orange is secondary markets, and this light blue or gray is tertiary markets. Now, to give you an example, here in Florida, major metro would be Orlando. A secondary would be, what would be a good secondary? Maybe Daytona Beach in Florida, smaller. Now, a tertiary would be, you know, smaller town, much smaller town. But what's interesting is look how low the cap rates have gone in the major metros. You know, like if you live in an LA or an Orlando or a Miami or a New York, the cap rates are crazy low, so the prices are very high. But look what happens with tertiary and secondary markets. Guys, that means this is where the opportunity is. In the second, you know, in the smaller town, not real small necessarily, but smaller than the major metros. You can see the cap rates are you know, still decent. And that's where we focus. We focus on secondary markets and tertiary markets. Much more opportunity, okay? So that's an interesting slide. So now let's compare a couple of properties, okay? This is an interesting little example. So let's say you've got a Class D property, 30 units. Okay, you got a 30-unit slum property, okay? And the average rents are $675 a unit. The gross income on this property is $243,000. And the expenses must be about 122 because that's actually half. So half of it is expenses, and it leaves an NOI of 121,500. So that's the net operating income, okay? That's the important number. The cap rate is 10%. So what's the value? It's a very simple calculation, but I'll grab my calculator here anyway. And basically, so what do we do here? We divide the NOI by the cap rate, right? So we take 121,500 divided by 0.1. Okay, you always decimalize it. So it's 0.1. And if my fingers weren't so fat, I would have done that right. Although I know the answer, I'm going to do it anyway. Divided by 0.1, it's 1.215 million. Okay, so that's the value of this property at a 10 cap, 1.215 million. Okay. Now let's do another example. A Class B 15 unit, okay? Rents are $1,100 per unit, okay? But this is a nice property, 15 unit. Gross income of $198,000. NOI of $99,000, okay? And we've got a cap rate of 8.25. So how do we do that calculation? We take that NOI again and we divide it by the cap rate. So we take 99,000 and we divide it by 0.0825. Got it? Okay. Move the decimal point over, 0.0825 to decimalize it. And it's 1.2 million, same value. So you can see the impact of cap rate. In this case, this actually has a lower NOI and the same value as the 30 unit because it's a much more stable, safe investment. So there's an example, and there's more examples in your training materials. So again, we're going to do this several times because this is probably the most important calculation you guys need to know. And I haven't even shown you the cool formula yet, and I'll do that in a minute. But so NOI divided by cap rate equals value. Here's one more example. You've got an NOI of $85,700. It's a C property. Similar C properties are trading at a 9.5 cap rate. And you can find out what their cap rates are by going on LoopNet, calling brokers. You know, you have to do a little bit of due diligence to figure out what your area's cap rate is for a particular type of property. But again, you know what the NOI is, you know what the cap rate is, so you divide that NOI, you divide that $85,700 by the 9.5 cap rate, 0.095, and the value of this property is $902,105. Okay? So make sure you still do, even though you may have this already now, make sure you do the problems in the course materials so that you really get this, so you've practiced it a few times, because this is probably the most important formula you need to know. So remember I said if you have any two of these three numbers, you can calculate the other one. So to get value, you divide the NOI by the cap rate. To get cap rate, you divide the NOI by the value. Okay? And to get the NOI, you multiply the cap rate times the value. Okay? And I'm going to show you an easy formula to get this, so I'm not going to do it right now because it's on one of the other slides, so bear with me. Just let me tell you a couple other things about how to find the cap rate. Okay, you check recent sales on LoopNet. You call other investors, you talk to property managers, lenders, brokers, appraisers, and you will find out what that market cap rate is. Okay? So there's an example on LoopNet, and you know, cap rate available, so you can figure out what it is, and you can actually back into it again, like I'm showing you with the formula. If they have the price and you know what the NOI is, if they list the NOI, you can calculate out what the cap rate is for that property. Now I'm going to show you the important formula. Okay, it's called IRV, I-R-V. The I is the income. Okay, the R is the cap rate, and the V is the value or price. Okay, I, net operating income. R is cap rate, and V is value. Now you can see how the I has the divide line below it. Okay, so let's say you want value. Okay, you're going to divide the cap rate into the income to get the value. So if value is missing, you're going to divide the rate into the income to get the value. So now let's say your rate cap rate's missing. What are you going to do? You're going to divide the net operating income by the purchase price of the value if you have that. Now let's say that you're missing the cap rate. You're going to multiply the cap rate times the purchase price or value, and you'll get the net operating income. It's that simple. So remember this calculation. Write it down, IRV. Remember IRV. Just memorize that, IRV. And anytime you have this and you're missing one of the components, you'll know how to calculate it, okay? Let me show you some examples. Okay, so like I said, if you have any two of the three components, you can calculate the third. And you use what I call IRV. I above R, IRV. Net operating income, cap rate, times value. So if you need the net operating income, you multiply the cap rate times the value. So for example, let's say you've got an 8 cap. We'll do this we'll find the net operating income first. Let's say you've got, you know, it's an 8 cap, and you know the value is, let's say, $1 million. Okay, or purchase price or value. This is the cap rate. So you multiply that out, and remember, you decimalize it. So this calculation will be 0.08 times the 100,000, right? So what's that come out to? I should know this off the top of my head. It's $8,000. So that is the net operating income on this property, $8,000. NOI. Okay, now let's say that you want to figure out what the cap rate is. We just did that in a previous example, right? So let's say you know that the net operating income, so this is, we're going to figure out the cap rate here. And you know that the net operating income, I think the previous example I said was an example of an NOI of $80,000, right? That's NOI, and you know that the value of the property is $2 million, or purchase price. Remember, it's one or the other, whatever applies to your situation. So what do? You divide the $2 million into the 80,000. Value into the, you know, this is the divide, this is to divide here, this IRV, and I've kind of botched it up, I above RV. So to get the NOI, you multiply these two. To get either one of these two, you're going to divide one or the other into the net operating income to get it. So in this case, again, you're trying to determine what the cap rate is. So you're going to divide the value into the net operating income. We've determined that the NOI is $80,000 and the asking price on this property is $2 million. So we're going to divide the $80,000 by $2 million. I believe it's 4%. Yeah, it's a 4 cap. Okay? So that's how you get the cap rate. So now let's figure out the value. We're going to try to find the value. So what do? We divide the net operating income by the cap rate. So let's say we have a net operating income of $40,000. And we know that the prevailing cap rate in the area is 8%. So what do? We divide 40,000 by 0.08, right? And what do we get? $500,000. $500,000 value. Okay? So again, either purchase price or value. So again, with that formula, you can always find the missing component. Now let's talk about the effect of a rent increase. This is going to blow your mind, okay? So you've got a 12-unit building and you're only raising the rents $10 a month, okay? You multiply that $10 by the 12 units by 12 months because you have to annualize it, okay? And then you've got the increase in the net operating income. I'm not going to worry about what their current NOI is. We're just going to talk about the increase, and it's $1,440. And let's assume an 8 cap, okay? Let's assume an 8 cap, which is pretty standard for a 12 unit. So you divide that $1,440 by the 8 cap, and it's an $18,000 increase in value for a $10 rent raise. I'll give you another example. Let's say you've got a 100-unit complex, and you're raising the rent $20. This one's really going to blow your mind. So you're going to take that $20 a month increase times 100 units times a year, 12, and it's a $24,000 increase in the NOI. Now, let's assume a 6 cap, okay? Which is pretty standard. It could even be a little less than that. It could even be a 5 cap, but we'll do 6 cap. So $24,000 increase in the NOI. Again, this isn't the total NOI. This is just what that rent raise has increased the NOI to. So $24,000 divided by 6%, drum roll please, $400,000 on 100 units. You raise the rent $20. You've almost got $500,000 in value increase. If that doesn't excite you, then you may as well turn this off and go back to your job, because that is very exciting, okay? To do that small of an increase and have that much exponential value growth, that's what you guys can do. Or let's say you've decreased the expenses. Maybe you're billing back the water to a tenant and it results in a 20 or more increase in your NOI. That's the impact, guys, okay? So get excited.